Why did the woman go outside with her purse open?
I don't know. Why?
Because she expected some change in the weather.
You're tuning into the Children's Hour. This is KU9.9, KUNM, and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. La-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowing? I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do-do, feeling groovy. Da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Groovy today. Good morning. This is the Children's Hour. I am Katie Stone. I'm so happy to be with you all this morning on this Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
Woo! I'll tell you what I'm thankful for. But yeah, you, Emma, for sure. My family. And I'm grateful for KUNM. Are you?
Yeah.
I mean, here you are at KUNM because it exists. So
yes. It's in the universe. Yay. What would life be like without a radio station?
Think about that. What without public radio? It would be terrible.
I mean, how would
without
people...
NPR.
How would people turn on the radio in the car and just be able to listen to whatever music that's on the radio?
They'd have to listen to that other stuff that's not as interesting, I think.
They would have to listen to the commercial channel.
I think we better say good morning to everybody. Let's start over here. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Julia.
Yo, it's Emma.
Hello, it's Maggie.
Hi, it's Elliot.
Hi, it's Siobhan.
Yellow, it's Haley.
Hello, it's Ava.
Yeehaw, it's Imogene.
Imogene. Wow. So everybody had Thanksgiving. Did you all have any interesting things happen? Did your turkey get up and dance on the table? Yes, Ava.
We built a jigsaw puzzle.
Ooh.
Of African animals.
Jigsaw and Jenga put together a jigsaw puzzle?
Yeah. I was wondering the same thing. Anybody else? Good news? Yeah. Come to your mic.
I lost both shoes in the park.
Okay, then. Whoever picked up Imogene's shoes, those are hers. Yeah.
I have two things. Today, we're going to be practicing FLO, which I'm excited about.
What is that?
FLO's first Lego League. And it's basically where you get to program a Lego robot to do a bunch of different missions and get different points.
I've got some missions
for
that robot.
And there's also other stuff where...
it's her birthday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the other thing,
Maggie,
too.
That's great. All right, yeah.
I lost my last tooth with three shots, and now I'm on antibiotics. And when Imogene said she lost her shoes, it reminds me of when I was 7 and I buried my shoe at the beach, and we had like an hour trying to find it.
Did you ever find it?
Every morning when we try and go somewhere.
I'm going, in the summer, I'm going to Puerto Rico to help with the recovery effort for Hurricane Maria.
Wow, that's super cool. Wow. you know, there's just, it's a beautiful day in Albuquerque and in New Mexico today. And we have listeners from all over the world. And maybe it's a beautiful day.
All around the world.
All around the world. People listen to us. Okay. And honestly, this is, it's a beautiful day here in New Mexico. And it's almost like freakishly beautiful. Like, yeah. Like it's like a, like
the weather,
it's
like a summer day.
Yeah.
It's hot. Fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's
mostly brown, but the skies are blue. It's like weird. Mm,
yeah.
It's so weird because
it's hot.
Yeah.
It can't make up its mind between hot or cold. It's like, do I want it to be fall yet, or do I want it to continue being summer all the way up until December?
I think we should talk to, we have Carrie Jones from the National Weather Service here in the studio. We can all say hi, Carrie. Hi, Carrie. Welcome back. And we're going to talk to Carrie Jones about the freakish weather in the world, hurricanes in Ireland, you know, things like that.
Ireland.
Yeah, like,
my
you know,
mom
there
wants
aren't
to move to Ireland.
Yeah, does she know that there's hurricanes there now? Yes. Unfortunately, that is the case. But in the meantime, you know, it wasn't it just a wonderful Thanksgiving, a good moment to stop and be thankful for everything. Are you all thankful?
Yeah.
And I think we should just say a final good morning to our listeners, please. Everybody.
Good morning.
That's Dan Zanes coming off of his Family Tree CD and Little Nut Tree. Little Nut Family Tree. And the Little Nutty Family Tree. No, it's the Little Nut Tree CD, and Thank You is the name of that tune. This is Katie Stone. It's the Children's Hour right here on KUNM, and we're so happy to be with you all in listener land, and also our friend baritone Ty Cox. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, Katie. Thank you for having me this morning.
That's a baritone voice, man. Ty Cox is from the Stila Music Initiative, and you all are putting on a reconditioned version of Peter and the Wolf today and tomorrow.
That's absolutely correct.
Want to give us a taste?
Well, I will give you some music, but I didn't bring anything specifically related to Peter and the Wolf, but this song has a wolf theme to it.
Okay, let's hear
it. So I'll definitely, this one is
called... You're a baritone, and I want our listeners to know it. When you're a singer who's a baritone, your voice sounds like this. Not
so,
like mine.
So not like this or like Liz, but it's kind of in the middle of those two places, you know?
Give us a taste, Ty.
All right, this is called Cried Wolf. Broken-hearted people stand before me every day, trying to find the truth to life before they pass away. So I gather all the wisdom from the souls of long ago. Their constant voices in my ear, so I got to let you know that life is all about the ones who hold you when you fall. A voice as soft as whispers, they still hear you when you call. And as I think of ways to live and go by day to day, I still remember hearing the fine words they had to say. Do not drink all the water, boy, before your well runs dry. Better take that wooden speck from your eye. 'Cause when the world goes turning round and there is no one to hear your sound, gonna need somebody there to hold you down. You're gonna need somebody there to answer every single prayer, to be your morning when it's night, and to make you feel all right. Gonna need somebody there just to keep your boat afloat. So don't be like the boy who cried wolf. Do not drink all the water, boy, before your well runs dry. Better take that wooden speck from your eyes. 'Cause when the world goes turning round, there is no one to hear your sound. Gonna need somebody there to hold you down.
Rotten's been raining off my cup. Geht mir kein Sach mit, die Tropfen's den Regen auf mein Kopf nur sich haben. Steh ich in Tracht, muss gib mir ein Reus der Fen. Ich kick auf den Himmel in, ich weiß, sie ist bei der Sinn. Scheint die Seele auf mir, die Tropfen's den Regen auf mein Kopf nur sich haben.
Barbutus ist mir. Sie stehen hinter dem Regen, ist ihr Frieden. Benutzt ihr schwer, will ich nicht mehr mein Kopf umbiegen. Rotten's den Regen auf mein Kopf. Es wird scheine Farben, mehr kein Tropfen auf mein Kopf. Los nicht mehr kein Klär, weil ob uns können wir helfen, wenn in du helft nicht keinem. Ich bin nicht mehr, nein, ihr sorgt sich nicht mehr. Kopf, nee, ihr sucht, ihr rockt, den Regen auf mein Kopf.
Yes, that was our special version of Raindrops Keep Falling on Your Head. And they certainly are not in New Mexico. That was the Berry Sisters from a CD called On Our Way. And Neil Jacobs before that from his 12-string guitar CD with Peter and the Wolf's theme done kind of folky, funky. Not funky, folky. This is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. In the studio with us is our old friend, our old young friend, sorry, oh. Carrie Jones. He's like, geez.
Oh, no, I did have a birthday last week.
Oh, that explains it. You're older. You're a lot older than last year then. Carrie Jones is, Carrie, you're a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, or?
Yes, right? I am.
And that means that you study the weather.
Study weather. Oh, very good. Yes, meteorologists study weather. And that's what we do at the National Weather Service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even on Thanksgiving Day.
What?
And even during, obviously, the stretch of dry weather has been, I mean, from a meteorologist's point of view, quite boring. but rather, it's rather disturbing, and we'll talk more about that. But it's
So the basic job of a meteorologist is to study what is happening all around the planet with the weather so you can figure out what, like, predict the weather for Albuquerque? Is that basically your job?
We do our models.
For New Mexico?
Yes. And so our models are global. And so certainly what goes on well outside of New Mexico has implications on our weather and climate. And so, yes, we do focus on weather globally.
So you're saying if it's, like, raining in San Diego, that has meaning for us?
It does. And in fact, it's funny you mention that because we used to have, we have what we call rules of thumb. Okay, so I mean, forecasting really, there's a lot of science and we've advanced considerably even in my career, but there's an art to it. And so we have rules of thumb. And one of the rules of thumb when I was in my younger career days, since I'm now an old weather guy, was that actually when it was raining in San Diego or the LA Basin, you could expect a good chance of rain in Albuquerque in 12 hours time.
Wow. I didn't know it was so precise.
Well, you know, it's kind of one of those, I don't know if it necessarily works out every time, but.
Well, I know.
So to answer your question, yes.
You look far away and you look nearby. And we were just talking in the studio about the weather today. Can someone in the studio please describe the weather today? Please. Mm-hmm. Yes. Go for it. Go for it, Imogene. Go for it, Ava and Imogene. What is the weather today?
It's sort of like hot, cold, sort of like hot and cold. Yeah.
Come up to your mic. Yeah. What
it
do you
was
think?
Like cold, and then
but
it got
but that's
hot.
More than the weather. That's the temperature. Yeah. Please go ahead, Mags.
Like the leaves start falling, and I don't know. Has it been kind of windy or anything like that?
Okay. All right. Let's hear Elliot's weather report. Sweet.
It's very sunny and cloudless outside.
Sunny and cloudless.
I think
sunny and cloudless.
It's sunny and a little bit windy. I was noticing the leaves blowing off the trees as we were walking over here. And it's chilly but sort of warm.
Okay. How are they doing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's so let's talk about the dryness. Today, I believe, marks day 50 without measurable rain at the airport in Albuquerque. Oh. And you think 50 days, my gosh, that's almost 2 months. And that's we're getting to the point where it's surprisingly, I mean, for the fall, if you look at, we can go in the springtime with, you know, dry stretches.
Days.
Yeah.
Okay.
The record actually is 109 days.
Wow.
So think about that. 109 days without measurable precipitation in Albuquerque. And
that's the record.
That's the record. So that's, we'd have to go another 50 days from what we've had so far to even get to the record. But what I would like to point out is, during our springtime, we're often quite dry during, you know, March, April, especially May. To go this long during the fall is we're getting, you know, there's only a few other cases where we can probably point to that it's been this long of a stretch. So it's
unusual,
absolutely.
Jinx.
Now, without the clouds, I think I like how it was the cloudless skies. We're warm. And I was looking at numbers, Katie. I don't know. I was surprised, actually, that both, you know, we look at daytime highs, daytime lows, and so forth. right now, if trends continue, 2017 in Albuquerque is likely to be, if not the warmest on record, it's going to be top three.
Wow.
Now, as we stand right now, we have another 37 days to go in the year, but we're well above the previous records for both highs and lows.
Okay, so what are the other 2 years? Go ahead and tell us.
1950 was one, and I believe 2005 was the other.
Oh, wow.
So we're so warm this year.
It's exceptionally warm.
And we're seeing that, right? Everyone's seeing that. We're out, like, there's T-shirts all around in the studio here.
Not me.
60. It's supposed to be, let's go
close
ahead and
to
give,
70.
Can we give the forecast today just for our listening audience?
Yeah,
who
I mean,
care
upper
about this
60s,
kind of
close to 70. It's going to be even warmer tomorrow. So horribly unusual.
And now here's what's happening. I have mosquito bites right now. I live down in the valley. I don't usually get mosquito bites in November because usually they're all dead, which I appreciate the dead mosquitoes. No offense, mosquitoes. But that's freaky, right? Like, we're not supposed to have mosquitoes in November.
No. And I mean, so we had family in town. This is not beautiful. I mean, it's an absence of wind. I will give you that. I mean, and it's a weekend, so that's nice.
So stop
but
thinking this
no,
is beautiful
this
weather.
This is not. Don't describe it as beautiful, nice, you know, pleasant. Yeah, okay, I'll let that one slide. But, you know, every week that goes by from this point on without something coming from the sky is not good news in terms of water supply and drought. And unfortunately, Katie, looking out ahead in the foreseeable future, there's not a lot of relief. There just isn't.
We're talking to Carrie Jones. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service here in Albuquerque. We're going to come right back to Carrie. And you are tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. If you have questions about the weather you'd like to ask Carrie, a good time to call us and tell us what you'd like to ask him as well. The song is playing. You can call us at 277-5615. Our KUNM kids are standing by, ready to hear from you. 888-277-5615 if you have questions about the weather. But we're going to talk more about why. Why is the weather so terrible? It's so terrible right now. It's sunny and gorgeous and almost 70 degrees, and it's terrible weather. We're coming right back to it. This is the song.
I want fall to come.
You want fall, Maggie. You're so funny.
I want fall.
We all want fall. This one's for you, Carrie. This is just for you. Listening to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM.
You're the weatherman.
You are tuned to the Children's Hour here on KUNM, and I'm Katie Stone, and in the studio with a whole bunch of kids crew. Hi, kids crew.
Hi.
And also our really good friend.
Sup.
What? Also our really good friend, Carrie Jones, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. And Carrie, you brought your special guest, Kat.
My oldest daughter, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. We'll talk to you in a second about the bummer of being a child of a weatherman. Thank you, listeners, for calling. You always come through. We have some great questions the listeners asked of you, Carrie, because we're talking about the weather. It's freakishly warm in Albuquerque, and I don't know where you're listening from. If you're in New Mexico, it's freakishly warm for you, too. I went to Santa Fe yesterday and was shocked to see no snow on top of the mountain.
And that's the no snow. I mean, there is no snow. Literally.
I mean, there's literally no snow.
That's right.
Carrie, what is that? That's like scary.
Good. Yes. That's what I'm trying to say.
Don't we need the snow to?
We do. And as I mentioned, every week that goes by from this point forward is, you know, it adds up quick when you don't have the rain and the snow, but especially the snow in the mountains. And I guess the one question that I would have for the group is, how many days out of a year in Albuquerque, 365 days in a year, how many days do you think we've gone without precip? What do you think the record number of days is?
Well, you told us it was 100 and something.
Mm.
Is it even longer?
Yeah, it's
way longer.
Way longer.
Anybody want to venture a guess?
200 and
okay. 200? 500? Somebody just said?
500.
Well, so there's 365 days in a year.
So it can't be more than
so
that.
So that's the limit.
All right.
So 364?
Okay, Mag says 364. You say? Anybody?
208.
Anybody
291.
Else?
291.
291.
245.
245. Any other guesses?
290.
290. Okay, how are we doing?
Well, it's pretty close. So
No way.
Yeah. So 2011, you remember the big fire?
Yeah. Is that the Los Alamos? The
yes.
Los Conchas fire?
And others. 325 days in 2011. Now, that was only a short, 6 years ago. 325 days that year that we had no precip.
Ooh.
In Albuquerque. Now, if we do not have precipitation for the rest of this year, that would bring us, I did the math, to 317 days. So that would put us in the top 20.
Oh, you mean not consecutively.
No, no, no.
You
just total.
You mean total in
how many days out of the year with zero precipitation?
I thought
so the record that we were talking about earlier,
yeah.
50, that's consecutive days. 50 consecutive days without measurable precipitation.
So where are we at this year so far without measurable precipitation? Not consecutive, but total since
280. So
and you said 317 is the record?
325 in 2011.
325 is the record, and we're at 280.
So if we go the end through December or through the end of this year, we will get to 317 days, which would put us in the top 20. But still not to what we had in 2011. So it just goes to show you that, you know.
You're not imagining how dry it is.
No.
Yes, Elliot.
Do you think it'll snow at all this year?
Well, I sure hope so. We always do anticipate high-impact winter storms. You know, even we're in a weak La Nina. I think we've probably heard that in the news. And so even during moderate to strong La Nina years, which, by the way, 2011 and 2012, we were dealing with that, we did have big winter storms. And in fact, I would remind folks that in 2011, that was the big chill. Do you remember the big Arctic blast that we had?
Anybody who's old enough who has plumbing remembers it did a lot of
damage. And it also turns out, interestingly, in 2011, the winter of 2011 going into 2012 was actually pretty decent, despite the fact that the year as a whole was just, you know, horrendously dry. That winter, that in particular, we had some good storms. So we will get snow, but I mean, we need to start getting into a bit of a change. And we do see a little bit of relief this coming week. Mm-hmm. But overall, when you look at the trends and the pattern, it just does not look favorable, even into the first half of December.
That is spooky. And what that means is spooky. Yes.
I remember one year. I don't remember exactly which year. It might have been 2011. But basically, we went to our Shakespeare class. Me and my brothers went to their Shakespeare class, and we had to come with them. And we came home, and we found that, like, there was, like, a bunch of water all over the floors and, like, under them.
Is that because it froze?
And so then we were, like, looking around, and we go into the little room, and we see, like, a pipe burst and, like, roof burst and was, like, going through the fan and, like, flooded everything.
That's horrible.
It was crazy.
I think it was 2011, too. I had a room, and I had a balcony in my room, and I had a carpeted floor, and water leaked through the balcony, and it was, like, snow water leaked through the balcony. And we had to remove my carpet, and now I have tiles.
All these things.
One gauge, our bird bath that we have at our house, I think is only froze twice this year.
Whoa.
But think about the impacts of that in terms of
the animals who need it to be cold.
Right.
The migration patterns of birds we're seeing they're very different this year. This brings us to some of our questions we got from our listeners, and I'm going to turn it over to Haley here. Yeah.
Does Albuquerque's weather have anything to do with global warming?
Well, it absolutely does. I think we can certainly see it. And another little fact I was going to mention with nighttime lows, Katie, and the group here. Of the top 10, if you just look at nighttime lows themselves, of the top 10 warmest years, all but one has been since 2000. So only 1995 is sort of the outlier. So since 2000, our nighttime lows in Albuquerque have been record warm.
Whoa.
So certainly we see the trend, and it's hard to dispute the data.
And the National Weather Service, do you all, you're a federal agency. Do you take a position on global warming and climate change and human-induced climate change, or is the National Weather Service officially neutral?
Well, so we are a line office within or under NOAA. Okay, so
National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration.
Right.
Yes.
Which is under Department of Commerce. And so we do have within NOAA, the Climate Prediction Center, for example, is part of the National Weather Service. And so there is plenty of good work that's going on within NOAA, obviously, that certainly supports climate change and the effects of climate change.
Mm-hmm. And I know that listeners called with lots of good questions, including things about climate change, wanting to know how climate change will look in New Mexico. Can you predict as a meteorologist? I know you're not a biologist, but as a meteorologist, what the landscape of New Mexico might look like if this trend continues, the trend of the last 10 years of getting warmer and warmer and warmer. Are we going to predict that, like, we'll never have snow in 30 years? I mean, how does that work?
That's a complicated question. Yes, there is work and there's predictions that go out. I don't know that I necessarily have the latest, information to share, but yes, I mean, the short answer is yes. I mean, snow levels are rising. The snow that we do get during our cool season, the melt-off is earlier. We've seen that trend. So there's a lot that goes into, the effects of climate change in terms of water supply and, drought and even just, day-to-day weather, which is what we focus on at the National Weather Service. But it's certainly not it's not a favorable trend in terms of if you're a snow lover, certainly living in New Mexico.
Hmm. I see a lot of die-off on the top of the mountain in the trees up there.
Right.
Every time I hike, it seems like there's a new stand of trees that are dead up there. It's scary. Is that from it being too hot?
It makes you wonder. Isn't that the case? There's a moth, I think.
Okay.
And I'm...
But these are the things come when you have changes
warming
in
temperatures,
the weather.
A warming climate contributes to all that.
Ava, you have a question.
So last year there wasn't a lot of snow, and we were afraid our peach tree wasn't going to grow any peaches, but it grew way too many peaches.
Did it?
Oh, no.
So we got like 90 buckets and filled
Well,
them.
So our freeze this fall, it was the third latest freeze that we've had on record.
When was the actual date of the freeze? Do you remember?
Gosh, I want to say it was the 20th of November.
Of November. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy late.
Right. The 22nd of November is the latest on record. So we were just a couple, 3 days shy of that. So that all contributes to longer growing seasons and then the impact. So when you do get quote unquote normal temperatures this time of year, it feels cold when in fact, you know, it's just adjusting to what historically what it has been. But the one thing we do look at also, Katie, is, you know, we consider 30 years in terms of our normal, that's the period that we compare to.
Okay.
And so you can start to see, you know, decadal shifts, but even shorter time spans.
So what's decadal? Yeah, isn't
like
every
10
decade.
Year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so you start to see these shifts. And so when we compare, we say, well, it's X number of degrees above normal. We're talking about a 30-year time span, but we're also including decades, the early decades, that were much cooler than they are currently.
Mm.
So.
Well, okay. I want to get to you, Kat. You're the daughter of a meteorologist.
I am.
Is that fun?
It's definitely interesting. I don't think I've ever seen someone get so excited over a hailstorm or a thunderstorm, but yeah.
Did your dad impart to you his fear of lightning? Are you afraid of lightning too? Because I know in a last conversation we had, Carrie Jones, one of the reasons you became a meteorologist was your fear of lightning, which now I think of every time I'm outside and I hear thunder.
Yeah, if I'm being completely honest, most of the stuff my dad says kind of goes in one ear and out the other.
No offense. My spirit is afraid of thunder. Yeah.
Wow, that is the first time I've heard that.
Well, okay, well, be afraid of lightning. I want to ask you, Carrie, really weird stuff happened this year globally.
Mm-hmm.
We had this hurricane, as Emma was talking about. She's going to go to Puerto Rico and do hurricane relief because Maria was such a huge hurricane. But right before that, the week before, we had Harvey. Right after Hurricane Maria, there was a hurricane that traveled up the Atlantic and landed in Ireland. And I've just never in my lifetime, and I know I'm very young, but I never in my lifetime heard of a hurricane in Ireland.
Right.
Is that for real? Like, did
yeah,
that really happen?
Real.
And
so
why?
It was Hurricane Ophelia, and this was mid-October, as I recall. And Hurricane Ophelia was the strongest hurricane. I believe it was at one time it was a Category 4 that was in the eastern part of the Atlantic. It was the strongest storm to be that far north and that far east in the Atlantic on record. Which shows you that the warm waters that hurricanes feed off of, that warm water, the eastern Atlantic, is the waters were well above average. And so that hurricane, the conditions were prime. Now, in addition to warm surface oceans, we also need favorable conditions in the upper part of the atmosphere. You don't want a lot of wind shear, for example, or a lot of strong winds to shear those storms apart. But that hurricane strengthened almost unexpectedly, as I understood, from like a Cat 3, and I believe it did hit Cat 4. And then as it went farther north, it became extratropical, but still produced hurricane-force winds. Not only in Ireland, but the British Isles. And the other thing it did, Katie, is it captured dust off the Sahara Desert, and there was some other aerosols that were entrained in the circulation. So when you looked at it on satellite, it was just... It was amazing to see.
Because it was beautiful.
But right, but it was a hurricane. The unusual aspect of it was how far north and east in the Atlantic basin it was. And it's, as I said, the farthest north.
And the Brits have been keeping, the British have been keeping track of weather. I would predict they've been doing that for hundreds of years.
Long time, yeah.
And they've never seen that. And we've never, and that such strong hurricanes so late in the season, and you're talking about the temperature of the ocean, the surface temperature of the ocean. Here in New Mexico, are we not impacted by the surface temperature of the Pacific Ocean? Is
yes,
that the ocean that dictates our weather?
Mostly, yeah. So that's in the tropical Pacific. The hurricane season this year, I was doing a little bit of homework for this. This is the third consecutive year that we've had named storms, tropical storms, well before the official hurricane season begins. So in the Atlantic, the official season technically begins June 1st. But we had tropical storm, I believe it was Arlene, in April of this year.
Whoa.
And so it's the third year in a row that we've had named storms well before the official start. And it's the second consecutive year that we've had named storms before the official start of the season in both the Pacific and the Atlantic.
That is so
crazy. That just kind of go. And then, as you mentioned, October. So the season officially ends November 1st.
Oh.
But we did have, I believe there was the R name storm. I don't remember which, what the name was, but we, in early part, either late October or early November. So,
whoa.
You know, those seasons.
It just got longer.
Well, it seems, it's like the growing season.
At our Thanksgiving table, when I was talking about having you on the show, I was asked a question that I thought was pretty interesting. I was told, remember the storm on Jupiter? You know, we all talk about the red eye on Jupiter. When we think of Jupiter, you think of that big red eye. It's a beautiful eye. We can see it with telescopes. Yeah, the eye. The eye of
Sauron.
In the eye of Sauron that's on Jupiter.
In space.
But let's be real. That's a never-ending, seemingly, storm, right?
Right.
That's
right.
Really what we're looking at. We're looking at like the Hurricane Maria of Jupiter that's been going on for hundreds, maybe thousands, maybe tens of thousands of years. We don't even really know how long.
Right. And hurricanes obviously don't last, you know, in terms of their lifespan. But as long as conditions are favorable, meaning warm ocean water, favorable, you know, conditions in the mid to upper atmosphere, they'll certainly last, you know, day after day. I mean, the thing about hurricanes, the beautiful thing about hurricanes, it's nature's way to take heat and energy that builds up in the tropical regions and displaces it poleward.
I never thought of that.
So that's...
So you bring all this warm air up to the polar regions or down to the polar regions. Mm-hmm. And but then you get this bummer effect of Greenland is melting because now you have all this warm weather coming up to places that are typically all frozen.
And you know what else I read yesterday morning was the extent of Arctic sea ice for this time in November is the lowest on record. And they're having so much issue like Barrow, Alaska, with storms that come in. Since there's no ice, the wave action, the erosion on the you know, on the coastal areas and the impacts, they haven't seen in, well, maybe in some cases, generations. But it goes to show you that it's the impacts globally are definitely being felt.
Mm. Yeah, Max.
I thought of a little, a little poem.
Okay, let's hear it.
In this kind of weather, would you wear a sweater or should you hold back the sweater until the weather gets better?
Very.
Dress in layers.
Kerry Jones from the National Weather Service of Albuquerque is the man who lets you know what's happening every day in the weather in and around New Mexico and keeping us safe, issuing those weather alerts. That's you. Right? I mean, that's you waking us up.
Yep, that's
and,
us.
And we're always grateful for your good work. And we know you're charting it and documenting it. And I mean, what else can we do? I mean, you're watching and your job is to observe and report. And in a way, that's our job, too. Observe and report. And so we're reporting to you. It's freaky. It's time to really take climate change seriously as a nation and as a planet. Because... I don't know what will happen to places if you're talking about eroding all the coastlines, and that's really scary. Most of the planet lives on the coastline, and I always feel safe here in New Mexico because we're in the center. We don't get hurricanes.
No, but we get pretty devastating drought.
And that's the scary
and,
part.
And so when you think of it in terms of from just the drought impacts. You know, when historically in New Mexico, wildfire and drought have led to our disaster declarations when you go back. And so, yes, I mean, you know, the thunderstorms and the tornadoes that we have had. In fact, we had, you may recall back, was it late September? We had tornadic thunderstorms just west of Albuquerque. In fact, you could see for the first time in my 20-plus year career an actual tornadic supercell thunderstorm on our webcam.
He's saying that he could see a tornado on I-40. Ew!
Well,
scary.
It was near there.
It was almost a tornado.
Yes,
almost
in late September.
Tornado.
So
this is
now that captures, freakish. You know, that captures the headlines, you know, but it's drought and it's wildfire that we need to be concerned about.
Carrie Jones, the National Weather Service of Albuquerque. You can follow the National Weather Service Albuquerque on Twitter and on Facebook. Be the first to know how the weather is. I hope I see you on the slopes, and I hope we're not hiking with hiking poles, Carrie. But if that's how I see you, I'll look for you.
I signed up for the January 20th snowshoe race in the Sandias.
Okay, well, so we might be doing it on mud, but we'll do it together. Sounds like a plan. Okay, Carrie Jones.
Make the best of it.
Thanks for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thanks,
Katie. We appreciate it.
It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.
Photos from today and many other shows on Facebook page at Children's Hour Radio. We're also on Twitter at K1M Kids.
The Children's Hour is produced by K1M volunteer Katie Stone and us. We're the K1M Kids.
We'd love to hear what you think of the show. Email KUNMKids at KUNM.org.
Man, man, man.